So this Yehi Rotzeh that we say at the end of Bracha Vama V'Sheina actually has its origins in the Gemara discussed at Masechet Brachos, that Rabbi Yehuda used to say this at the end of the Shemoneh Esrei. And the reason why we say it is, as I mentioned yesterday, the Torah says this is a point in davening where we can say whatever we want, for this time, and we can say any personal supplications. We use Rabbi Yehuda's tefillah as a model. As mentioned, this is a tefillah. It's a prayer for protection against harmful influences and also accidents that could occur in everyday life. We mentioned a couple of very interesting things. We mentioned Pegara, Satan Hamashchis. What are these? Rav Munk explains that these are the unforeseen incidents and obstructions in daily life. We have no idea what we're going to encounter in our day. There are lots of things that just pop up. There's no way we can enumerate what they're going to be, because we just have no idea. And therefore we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give us the fortitude, give us the courage, give us the siyata dishmaya to be able to deal with all the unforeseen events that can just crop up in our lives. But there's something more here as well. We mention both at this point in davening and also again in Maariv, we mention the Satan. What is the Satan? Here it's called the Satan Hamashchis in Maariv, it's V'hasa Satan Mufaninu Machreinu. It goes without saying that the Satan is not an independent evil power. It's a quintessentially non-Jewish idea to think that the Satan rebelled against God and has independent power. It's absolute kfir and apikorsis. In fact, that's why Chazal, in particular, that we say Yotzar Baruchoshech Shalom Baruch Hakol, we mention Shachris, we mention the evening and the morning, and in the evening as well, we mention day at night, night and day. The reason why is to tell us, remind us, as a mitzvah of Yichud Hashem to believe that it's one indivisible, perfect God. There are no independent forces. There's no Elohim Achirim. Nothing has independent abilities other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So then what's the Satan? The Satan is an angel of Hashem. Just like any other Malach. He serves as an executor of his will. So what does the Satan do? The purpose of the Satan is to obstruct. To get in the way. To stop things from happening. Like the Medrash with Avraham Avinu on the way to the Akedah. The river and the stream and everything else just stopping him gets in the way. The Satan gets in the way from what we want to do. However, it's highly likely and even very possible that often this is actually for our good. It just depends what we were about to do. If a person's about to do an Avera, there could be a Satan that will be a Malach of Hashem that will stop us from doing something which is negative and destructive. In fact, we see it in the Torah itself with Bilam Harasha. The Malach of Hashem gets in the way. Rashi tells us it was actually a malach of rachamim to stop him from doing this avera. And therefore, in this case here, we talk about pegara, satan amashchis. We talk about a satan being actually harmful, because in fact, the satan could possibly be very helpful to us. When we have obstructions that stop us from doing things that are negative, it's a good thing. However, sometimes we have a satan that stops us from doing the right thing, and that's something we need to overcome. So really, this tefillah here is an amazing opportunity to think about the possible challenges and of the day ahead, and really about the challenges that we're not aware of. How are we going to overcome them? Maybe even to strategize and think. Because every day is fraught with challenges, and we need siyata dishmaya to overcome them all.